brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Shiro!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome everybody.
Welcome, welcome.
To another.
Exciting.
Amazing.
And thrilling.
Out of this world.
Episode.
Of the Welcome to the day after the best footballing show that you will film. Tottenham. So basically, just to cut things short, so we had some crazy fixtures this past weekend and very, very interesting matchups that happened. And the highlights being that Liverpool lost 3-0 3-0 to Nottingham Forest.
It was crazy. Like, I saw parts of this game. I just couldn't believe my life. I felt like I was watching on repeat. It was like, you see that Liverpool is continuing to win, and it looked like they couldn't do anything about it.
What
is the
DJ Stones were playing some FIFA there. And as we're playing some FIFA, literally it's Nottingham Forest lead by one. Okay, two. My Liverpool will be coming, right? Yeah. Nottingham Forest lead by two. What? Okay, but no, still. You can't really, you know. And then, boom! Nottingham Forest leading by 3, and the worst part of all is that Liverpool was not away. They were at home. They were at Anfield.
Yeah.
You know, it's starting to look like they were more and more playing it.
Yeah, right now. But yeah, it's been a crazy weekend. And yeah, lots of disappointment.
I also got 20 rest of the world, right, versus Newcastle. And we ended up losing the game 2-1. And probably Newcastle did have some. We also have first half one.
Yeah.
On Friday, 2-1 with Haaland. Foden had a clear chance to miss. Harvey Barnes got a clear chance to miss. We're gonna get into the effects of that a bit later, but DJ Dua was not safe as well.
I just saw the song coming.
Did you?
Yeah, you know, it just so happened. Wow. It just so happened to be that, you know, Premier League top side, top sides in quotation, you know. It's quite a rough time. But anyway, yes, Man United lost. I was surprised. Not overall. However, you know, because of the form that they've been having, they've been seeing more of a fight in their matches.
Yeah.
I had reason to believe that we could have won that game. However, if I look at the last game that we played, we drew. We went from being in the lead, I think that was the last one for us, Dave. We went from being in the lead 2-0 to losing the lead to eventually being behind. I think it was 2-1 or 2-1. We pushed back, but I think it was and there was no sign of the just have room for surprise.
Yeah, I thought we still actually realized Everton have a good
move.
They actually have a good side. Jack Grealish on the left, Ndiaye on the right, who's crazy. That man is a baller. You know football, make sure to watch they are very in the middle, behind, actually they have a man who is called they were basically fighting, and then he shoved the guy.
Yeah.
And then hit him with the left hand, and that granted him the red card. So he basically hit his own teammate.
It was quite crazy because you don't often see that.
Yeah.
Usually, guys fighting against, you know, the opposing teams, debating fouls, you know, stuff like that. So for you to even go and stand up in a game that's so crucial, but you know what? Maybe that was his own team.
With the red card. Obviously, it's never easy to go against the team. Like, it looked good, but it's not.
Yeah, they scored that goal. They were defending.
Full on! Fuck the bus!
They were defending, but there was nothing you could do with it.
Fuck the
bus. I saw players trying. I mean, I don't want to say fortunately for me, I went to bed. I would have woken up and felt like this. But.
Master now.
You know what? It's quite interesting because this is the Arsenal that we're always making fun of.
Yes.
They performing consistently. And, you know, the rest of the teams keep consistently being inconsistent. Aha! We need to be a team. And I won't be too mad at that.
Yeah, It's crazy, you know, but I must say I am a bit, just a bit scared about Arsenal because of the form that they're in. whenever I think that this is the game, they show up and they win.
And like maybe in the beginning of the season, like the very beginning of the season, the other team had a chance, but if, again, Arsenal can get all of the other teams back. Arsenal will definitely have the upper hand, and the momentum is on their side. Number one, putting in the numbers. Yeah.
But this one's some injuries before the season. So last week was that Monaco were preparing for a return for the great Paul Pogba. Well, it happened. This past weekend, Pogba came back. He came on for Monaco in the second half. And he looks like he hasn't lost a step. Yeah, they being the lead that's giving these guys
another chance.
Yes, they used to have to go to cafe before, but I mean, this one is hopefully, we see him in the Champions League as well.
Hopefully,
you know, and speaking of the Champions League, we also had this crazy, crazy stuff that came through yesterday.
Yeah,
and then what we have seen, we saw like two giants come against each other yesterday. That was just in Barcelona. No one
expected to come. Bro, it's like you're waiting this different eyes. Look at the guys in here. Barcelona is definitely winning.
Clean Barca, you know what I'm saying? Maybe Chelsea might score one or two.
Yeah.
Especially considering that Cole Palmer wasn't in. So it's like definitely I thought they were going to win. But they came through and they got the victory. Not one, not two, but 3-0.
And they were denied a lot more than what they scored.
Oh, you got to see some.
So I saw the game. What a match. However, Chelsea won.
Man City lose to Bayer Leverkusen. Worst part, we were at home. So this team that's struggling in the Bundesliga came to Manchester. You know what I'm saying? The home of the future champions for this season. You know? And then they win 2-0. You know, privately, I do understand. New side. But he actually played
really well. Even if you look at his goal, his goal is so impressive. Beating defenders, plus in the quality of the net from the goalkeeper.
Well, yeah. And the word of the team is A lot of words to say. So this is what he had to say. He dropped three bombs yesterday. The first one being Barcelona, favorites to win the Champions League. We are the favorites, and I see Chelsea as the favorites. So he's saying that Chelsea are the favorites to win. After yesterday's performance, you know what I'm saying? They might have done.
Yeah.
If they keep going on that same intensity pattern, you know, and today I have Lamine Yamal in the pocket tonight. And then I'm always saying, right, all the players are very good until they come prove themselves in the Premier League. Those are you. Until they come and prove themselves in the Premier League.
Look, yeah. I remember earlier in the day today, I was speaking to one of my colleagues, a Chelsea fan, by the name of Maverick. And look, he was also getting cocky after we discussed this match because he was saying that he feels confident. You know? And I'm not saying he's not getting a little bit.
But also Marseille. And another resurgence from Pierre Emerick Aubameyang. He doesn't want to let go. Like, he doesn't want to let go. That's how we spoke about it. We scored four in a qualifiers match. And now here we are again. Marseille winning 2-1. And Pierre Emerick Aubameyang scoring both. Tomine getting a goal and Jankovic getting a goal as well.
Yeah.
Bilbao drawing no goals, 0-0 against Slavia Prague, and then Chelsea obviously winning. No. Yeah, Benfica beating Ajax away. And then Mourinho is fighting there at the end. 2-0 No. So basically, you are looking at teams that you are
losing. Yeah.
I see that people go on the today. We have a blockbuster match, Arsenal versus Bayern Munich.
Can't wait to see it.
Crazy. On the cover photo of the match day poster, you have Emerici Eze and Michael Olise. These were the two guys. Now they are losing on the Premier League. And all.
I'm really hoping for it. I really like to see this game. I think they
four games and 12 points. Bayern and they are both leading these are the best teams in Europe right now, and we're gonna see who takes the win. And look here again. next week, same time, same place to go through. So, just like me. And also, to make template to be some of the things that you can go all the way to make some of the things for that. But for now, from myself, please be sick to the hosting of the host.
From myself, run.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.